Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We are just grateful that we're here once again at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We're grateful that the Lord has awakened us. We are in our right minds. We have the use of our limbs. We're able to come together once again, and that is so beautiful. So God is good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. So we thank the Lord this morning for today. Today is Tuesday. It is the third day of November 2020. And this is a day of major history. So we're believing that God is going to be in control of all things. He always has been, and we just have to trust him, as our scripture of the week lets us know, to trust in the Lord, because we know that the Lord is the one who is dependable. He never changes. He remains the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're glad about that, and we're glad that you're here. We're glad that God is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and it's just good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's good to be in the presence of the saints of God. My God, my God. It is just great to know that you have a desire for God and that you're here to do his work, to look to him and encourage one another, pray for one another. And, you know, many times I think about how God is using each and every one of us in a very special and a very different way. Many times we don't always do the same things. We don't always pray the same way. We don't always think the same way. God has made us all different. And because of that, we can bring things together and work together for the good of the kingdom. And so we're kingdom builders, and we're thanking God for that today. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God, my God. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield. I'm going to stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. I am just so glad that God is so good and his mercies endure forever and ever. And we're going to trust in the Lord. That is the word for this week, to trust in God. And that is so perfect for us to know that we can trust in him no matter what is going on, no matter what happens, even with the election today. So we're glad that God is still above all. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, we thank you that you are God. You are God alone. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you that you are sovereign. You have no respect of a person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. We thank you for what you did for all the prophets of old, the ones we read about in your Bible, the ones who show us how to trust in you, that they trusted in you, and you brought them out just fine. So, Lord, we're grateful today that you're here with us, oh God. You're over all the earth, oh God. You're the best God that anybody could know. So we're grateful for that, Lord. We're glad that we are part of your kingdom. We are a peculiar people, a royal nation, a holy nation called out by you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, today because you are the one who let us sleep last night in the very image of death. You woke us up this morning. We're able to go and do. We're able to move about and do the things that we need to do, oh God. My Lord, we thank you so much for what Jesus did. He came to this earth. He taught the people, he healed the sick, he raised the dead, and because he did it then, he is still able to do it right now. So we're thanking you, Jesus, for even going up the hill, Golgotha, bearing all the pain and the shame. Oh, my God. Oh, just the stripes that you bore on your back when you went up that hill, and you did that so that we could be healed, oh, God. And even when you hung on that cross, Jesus, my Lord, and then you went down into the grave, and you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. It lets us know that we have the victory through Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors through Christ our Savior. Oh, Jesus, we thank you so much for the blood, that cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ that washes us and makes us whiter than snow. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name. My God, we thank you also, Jesus, for your wisdom in sending the gift of the Holy Ghost. You knew the disciples would not have you right there with them anymore physically, but you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we thank you for that today. It is our paraclete. It is our keeper. It is our reminder of who we are. It is the one who helps us to remember your word, oh God, and to be able to go out and do exploits for the kingdom. My Lord Jesus, oh my God, my God, my God, we thank you that we are forgiven, Lord, and each day we must die daily to sin. There is a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, and we decree this morning that our spirit man will continue to rise above the flesh, oh God. Oh, oh, my God, thank you, Lord, today that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation, oh God. So we thank you for that joy this morning, oh God. Oh, my Father, you let us know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord, for the joy that has come today, oh God. My Jesus, we thank you for that, oh God, because we're rejoicing, oh God. And I say again, we rejoice in the Lord always, oh God. My God, my God. There is no need for us to be down and out, Lord. There's no need for us to be depressed, oh God, because you have given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God. So we thank you for that this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Blessings, honor, and glory belong to you, God. So we bless you this morning, oh God. We sing a praise unto your name, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the morning time, we get up, Lord. We rejoice, oh God. In the noonday, we rejoice, God. In the evening, we rejoice, God, because you are so perfect, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for perfecting us, oh God. You're making ready a people prepared for the Lord, oh God, as we study your word, as we seek your face, oh God, as we seek you while you may be found, oh God. We call upon you while you're yet near, oh God. My God, we thank you, Lord, that we have the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for the victory over all things, oh God, the victory over the demonic spirits out there, oh God. We have the power, Lord, to speak your word, oh God, and your word comes to pass, God. thank you, Lord, today that we are trusting and depending on you as we go through this day, oh God. We pray, God, today that there will not be any violence, oh God, connected to this this election, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as people have already spoken those evil words, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, stop the plot of the enemy today, God. In the Goshete Makala Shotuna Mekeda Dadashita Makata Mekeda Dadashita. My God, those who are plotting, oh God, stop their plans, oh God, cause confusion in their camp today, oh God, cause them to fight each other, oh God, so that they would not be able to execute any plans, oh God, that they have to do harm against the people of this nation. In the name of Jesus, my God. I pray that more people would turn to you today, oh God. There are those, oh God, who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God. So we're believing, oh God, for more souls to come into the kingdom, oh God. We're believing, oh God, that the disciples, each and every one of us, oh God, will reach out, Lord, and tell somebody about Jesus and his love, oh God. We are kingdom builders, oh God, because we realize, oh God, there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God. So we pray, God, today that they will come out of that instability, oh God, that they will come and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God, and ask you to forgive them, oh God. We know that you're right there. You're ready, God, to allow the people to come into the kingdom, oh God. So we're believing for souls, oh God, for our moms and dads, our children, oh God, our children's children, our nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, oh God, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, oh God, people who we don't know, God, people across the nation, people in our neighborhood, people who live next door, oh God, people who we pass in the street as we're driving, oh God, there are people who need Jesus today, oh God, not only in the United States of America, but around the world, oh God. So we're believing for a bumper harvest of souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, it is your will, Lord, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, oh God. So we're believing for a repentant heart this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the backslider, oh God. We pray for the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter, oh God, who's out there stumbling around, oh God. Some of them feel like they cannot return to the kingdom. That is a trick of Satan, oh God. So we pray, God, today that they will not listen to the devil. They will not listen to those naysayers, but they will make a determination that they will come and seek your face, oh God, and ask for forgiveness, Lord, because they can be forgiven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mekele La Shata. My Lord, those who are even in their homes, oh God, who are fighting today, oh God, we pray for the fights to stop, God, in the name of Jesus. In these marriages, oh God, there is a need for you, God, that people should submit to you, God, and not go years and years and fighting one another, oh God, hating one another, oh God. They're supposed to love each other, even the children bickering, oh God, fighting each other, Lord. We decree and declare that there shall be peace, Lord. We lose the spirit of peace today, oh God, as people come and submit to your authority, oh God. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. So we lose peace this morning in the families, oh God, in our neighborhoods, oh God, in our schools, oh God, in our churches today, oh God, in our businesses today, oh God, all across the land, all around the world, oh God. Thank you, Father, today for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Lord, you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. So we pray, God, today and loose the spirit of forgiveness, oh God. There are those, oh God, who need to forgive and forget about the past, Lord, and move on, oh God, and live a life of love, oh God. Live a life of bliss, Lord. Live a life of happiness, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you because you are love, Lord. Yes, you are, Father. So we embrace you this morning, and we pray that many more people will embrace you, oh God, even in the leadership of our country, oh God, no matter what capacity, oh God. There are people in leadership, oh God, who are leading people in the path of unrighteousness, oh God. So we pray, God, that they will come to the path of righteousness, oh God, and live for you, God, and do your will, God. Prepare for eternity, oh God, because eternity is a very long time, oh God, and when eternity comes upon us, oh God, and we no longer have the breath in our bodies, oh God, we would have made our decision before we leave this earth, oh God. So we pray, God, today that many more will come, many more will receive Jesus as Savior, as Lord and King, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, for those who are sick. My Lord, there's so many sick people across the land, not only with COVID-19, many have colds and flu, oh God. Some people have all different kinds of cancer, cancer of the lymph node, cancer of the brain, larynx, oh God, breast cancer, oh God, prostate cancer. There are people who have skin cancer. So we pray, God, today that you heal those cancerous cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray for those who have migraine headaches, oh God, those who have heart trouble, oh God. We pray for those who may have a need of a spleen to be healed, oh God, the kidneys, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Arthritic conditions, God, we decree and declare that the swelling of the joints, oh God, is being removed right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there are those who have skin diseases, eczema, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, you are the healer, Lord. He said, I am the Lord that healeth you, God. And Lord, any sick among us, oh God, we shall call for the elders of the church, oh God. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. We bless your name today, oh God, for those who may have had hip replacements, oh God, different kinds of operations, oh God, that you heal, Lord. In the name of Sheta, Mikita da da shuta da makanika do la shita da makita, Nike da 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 sheta da makati da da katola da da sheta. My God, my God. Oh, Lord, I decree that the healing spirit is taking over right now. If there's any sick among us right now, just call unto the Lord. Be like the woman who had the issue of blood. Reach out in faith. Touch the hem of his garment in the spirit realm and receive your healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Mekela. My God, my God, I decree healing even for the mind today, oh God. There are those who are schizophrenic. There are bipolar people, oh God. We know, God, today that you can heal that. Those who have Alzheimer's, oh God, dementia, Lord Jesus, suicidal, demonic spirits, oh God, that have attacked the people's minds today, Lord. I decree and declare that the minds are clear today, oh God, and they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord, today for the deliverance, oh God. Thank you for the healing today, oh God. Even premature babies, oh God, shall be developed, oh God. You can do that even outside the womb, oh God, because you are a mighty God. Yes, you are, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for what you can do and you will do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those who have financial issues today, oh God. Those who do not have enough money, oh God. Many people have been laid off from their jobs, oh God, and not be able to make ends meet, oh God. So I pray, God, today for some supernatural increase, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, Even as Jesus told his disciple to go and get the fish, oh God, he had a coin in his mouth, Lord. Lord, you can do a miraculous thing like that. We don't know exactly what you're going to do, but we're believing, oh God, that you will do some miracles in the people's lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the businesses, oh God. Bless the increase in each and every business connected to this prayer line and each and every saint of God who has a business across this world, oh God, that you bless, Lord, that you bring increase, oh God, that you multiply at least 1,000 times even now, God. Even in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, that the blessings of the Lord is making us rich and adding no sorrow to it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God. Those who are making investments, oh Lord, let those investments grow, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify and magnify your name this morning, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I say hallelujah and amen. It is so. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. So we thank the Lord this morning for, once again, everybody being here. I tell you, it is a blessing to be with the blessed. And each and every one of us are blessed. And because you're blessed, I'm blessed. And because I'm blessed, you're blessed. And so, you know, just being in connection with each other helps to increase the anointing and helps to increase the things that God has in store for us because we are like-minded. Because we come together and we agree. If we touch and agree, we can ask anything and it shall be done. Yes, we thank God for that. And so we're glad for you being here today. So right now, I'm going to go ahead and get into the word, and then we'll do some other things after that. So let us turn to the word this morning. So we're trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to trust in God because he is faithful. And so our scripture reading is from the book of Psalms. It's Psalm chapter 56 and verses 1 through 4. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to read more than just because it's so much wonderful word in this book that we're going to be reading today. And I know that each and every one of us, we're trusting in the Lord because he is faithful. And so we know that just thinking about the fact that David had so many different things going on in his life, and it seems like we have been in the book of Psalms quite often over the last few months. And there must be a reason for that, because we know that God leads us and guides us and teaches us and orders our steps. And he helps us to be in the right place at the right time. And he helps us to read the right word at the right time. And I thank God for our Pastor Scholastica and our Evangelist Lynn who send the word to us. They do it daily during the week. And I thank God for those encouraging scriptures that they send. And they're just so powerful when you read those words that God has given us. And not only that, but we have the opportunity to read the word of God ourselves. And so it's something that I encourage every one of us to do is to get in the word for yourself, because, you know, we do listen to our leaders, listen to our pastors, preachers, those who are teaching, but we only have limited amount of time with them. Usually the pastor will preach maybe 30 minutes, could be 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Even if he teaches 2 hours in 1 week, we still have the rest of the week when we can go into the word and glean from it and feed our spirits and feed our souls so that we can be strong in the Lord and know even when it's time to pray, what to pray at a particular time. And so because God has given us this word, we're going to read it again this morning. So Psalms chapter 56, verse number 1 says, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me." He says, "Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul." Verse 7 says, "Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. My wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" Verse 9 says, "When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me." Verse 10 says, "In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." Verse 12 says, "Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" That is the end of that chapter, chapter 56 in the book of Psalms. And so, you know, just thinking of how David knew that he had enemies. David even created enemies. David did things, but God was there with him. God protected him. God helped him when he was in trouble. And to know that God helped David, God helps us today. And here in verse number 2, it says, "Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me." He was letting the Lord know that he knew that he had many enemies, and we know that we have many enemies today, even in the spirit realm. We don't see all of the enemies that are out there. We don't see all the demonic spirits that would try to attack us, not just me, but every one of us. There are enemies out there that are trying to control your mind, control your thoughts, control your body, cause you sickness. But we have a God that we can call on, just as David did. He even said, when he's afraid, he's going to trust in the Lord. And as I was reading that particular verse, I thought about my little grandson a couple of weeks back when the two dogs were chasing him. That little boy, he was running so fast, he knew that he felt like if he got, in his mind, if he got to his meemaw, that's what he calls me, meemaw, if he gets to his meemaw, he's going to be all right. He was running for his life because he knew that there was danger around. And so we as people of God, sometimes it may seem like we're running for our lives. And we have to run to the Lord. We have to turn to him. If we realize and recognize that he's the one who can take care of these enemies, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be feeling bad because of the enemy that is out there. We can trust in the Lord. We know that there are times when the fear may come because we are in a very present danger, just like when you may be in your vehicle and you have a car accident or there's something that could be a close accident that you really didn't have, but you see a close call is what I want to say. There's a close call and your heart, you know, many times when you see that you almost got hit or somebody almost ran into you or you almost or me almost ran into somebody and God stopped the car just in time. I mean, there's a just in within ourselves, you can feel the fear come suddenly because of that situation. But even in that time, we call on Jesus. You call on the name of Jesus. I'm thinking back when I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I remember I was on the freeway there, and I was coming some kind of way. I was coming around the when you make that exit, and there was this car there, and it was like, I don't know how this happened, but it seemed like this car was, we were about to make a very serious collision. And the Lord, I mean, just out of my mouth, I just called on the name of Jesus, and God diverted the car, my car, where I didn't run into this car. I didn't hit this car. And so, you know, even in the midst of fear, I mean, those things will come because we are natural people, because we have these natural bodies and the things that you may not, you know, we're not just so spiritual that we don't have these things come. We have to know that there are times when the fear may come, but we're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to trust in the fact that God is there. And, you know, we see God many times. He protects us from imminent danger. He protects us when the enemy is right there and about to attack. He can stop him so quickly. Just thinking about many times I watch the Animal Kingdom, how a lot of times you see the lions or the cheetahs chasing an animal, and many times the animals, they get away because they are able to make a sudden change in the direction and will throw that, like the lions, they can only run so, they can run fast, but they only can run so far. They can't keep running for miles and miles. And so some of these animals, they are able to get away, and we know that God will stop the enemy just like that. He will make that turn just like that. Even when people are plotting, as people are plotting right now to do harm across this nation, God can stop each and every one of them. We can trust the Lord to protect us in the midst of chaos, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of a war. You know, God can protect us as God did when David went to war. God blessed him. And even when he had to go fight the giant, God blessed him. When the animal was out there trying to get his sheep, and he killed the bear and the lion, God was with David. And so because God was with David, he's with us. And even when Gideon went to fight of the army, I mean, he had a whole lot of men with him. It doesn't take a lot. It just takes the fact that God is with us. When God is with us, that's a whole lot. I mean, we have a major army when God is on our side. There are more with us than are against us. Even when it may be millions of people coming against us, millions of demonic spirits trying to attack us, if we know we got God, we can trust that he will take care of those enemies. But you have to have faith to believe that God is right there for you. Have faith even like Daniel. You know, Daniel is a very prime example of how he trusted in the Lord. He didn't even care what the people, the mandate that the people had put in place. The people had plotted against him and put something in place because they knew that he was a praying man, and they tried to fix it where Daniel would be harmed. But God helped Daniel because Daniel was trusting in him. He kept his prayers going, and they put him in the lion's den. And God blessed him overnight that the lions didn't bother him. So we are trusting the Lord this morning. We know that even when the enemy will come in to eat up our flesh, the enemy will stumble and fall. That is the word of God. And so we're trusting in the Lord today that he is taking care of everything that is happening in our lives. We are trusting him to overcome the enemy. And so putting our hope and trust in God, because he is faithful. He is the faithful one. And so we're rejoicing even today that though the enemy may come, we are going to be protected. We're already protected because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And God also has the angels out there for us. And so even when we pray that the Lord puts the angels around our homes, around our vehicles. Ask the Lord to put some warring angels out there. Ask the Lord to put protective angels out there to help us along the way. We're going to trust in him because he's given us the tools that we need. He's given us his word, and that is the major thing. That's why we pray the word of God. It is so important to use the word of God in your prayer, because that word will not go out and return to the Lord void. So you speak his word, believe his word, trust in God, and see God work. God is working miracles even now. Even as we're speaking, God is doing miracles right now. Some of you may be on this line, and there's something that you need in your life so special. All you have to do is trust in the Lord. There are people who may even be trying to, right in this moment, trying to do you harm, plotting against you. Don't be afraid. Just rejoice. In fact, rejoice, dance, and shout before the Lord, because you know you already have the victory. You know, I have seen God do so many wonderful things, you know, over the years. Just seeing God work things out. I have examples of so many ways. There was a time I was down in living in Jacksonville, and you may have heard this before, but some of you may not have heard this story. But, I mean, it's a true story where I had some rental property there, and some kind of way, I believe the people moved out and the water was running and there was this huge bill, and it was like, oh, Lord, have mercy. I said, this is a lot of money to be paying for a water bill. So I just went to church and I just began to shout and dance. I began to dance around my house, just shouting and dancing before the Lord, because I knew that God had everything in control. So in the end, the bill was reduced to a very easily paid bill. So I thank the Lord for, you know, just giving us his word that we can dance and shout. And he tells us in the word that he inhabited the praises of Israel. And so when we know that he inhabited the praises of Israel, he inhabits our praises. He's in the midst of the praise. And so when we know that he's in the midst of the praise, the enemy cannot be in the middle of the praises. God is there, and he's working some miracles out for you. And so we're trusting the Lord even now to do some work. So, you know, when you find that you have a battle or you find something that is going on in your life, don't get down and out. I mean, it's easy for me to say, but it's easy to do too. It's easy for us to just praise the Lord. You know, in the midst of a troubling situation, in the midst of a trouble with your marriage, get to yourself, praise the Lord, and thank God that he's helping your wife. Thank God that he's helping your husband. Thank God that he's even helping your children. When you have problems with your children, you can trust the Lord to deliver them. Dance and shout before the Lord. And even while you're dancing and shouting, tell the Lord why you're shouting. Thank the Lord that he's God. Thank God that he's a magnificent God. You're trusting in him. You're depending on him. You're believing him to bring you out of that situation, even with your marriages. God can heal those marriages. Trust the Lord today. No matter what other people say, if you have something in your heart that you want God to do, trust God to do it. Shout, dance, believe him. Know that the enemies cannot overcome you because you are in God and God is in you. there's one, let me read this other verse. This is in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And even in the midst of our lives, we must have a life that is depending upon God, because this is the way to safety. This is the way to keep us safe from harm's way. If we have a dependence on God, trust in the Lord with everything that is within you. Trust in God. And as you're trusting in God, he's going to lead you even in the midst of trouble. He will lead you out of that trouble. He will give you the wherewithal. He will help you to make a decision to get out of the trouble that you're in. He will help you to make a decision to even fix your finances. Some of us have some issues with our finances. Some of us are not doing right with our finances. You're spending like you don't know how to save. Some of us, and I know that I was in a place one time, you know, years ago, whatever I wanted, I would buy it. I would put it on my credit card, and I would just pay it whenever. Yeah, I always kept my bills up. But, you know, nowadays you have to have some wisdom as we know the word of God. Trust the Lord to lead you on how to do your finances, how to save some money. There may be times even when I began to pay all my debt off, I was not trying to save any money because I would lose more money trying to save rather than pay off the bills, because the interest on the bills was more than the money I would be saving. So you have to use wisdom. God will give you wisdom. If you trust in him, he will show you what to do. It was yesterday. I was just thinking about our evangelist Janice and how she just kept telling us about that she was going to have her house paid off. And eventually she came and gave that testimony of how she was going to have that house paid off. She was trusting God to help her with that. Our sister Marie, she was believing God that she would have her vehicle with no car note, and God blessed her with that. So many times you need to decree and declare what you believe. Like I heard Sister Chris, she keeps speaking that, her becoming the first millionaire in her family, God blessing her business. You know, make a declaration of what you believe God to do. Trust him to bring it to pass. Trust God to heal your body. You know, sometimes the healing is not overnight. But you, if you keep on making that confession, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you have to believe the word of God. You have to really trust in the Lord. Depend on the Lord to bring you out. Depend on the Lord to heal that sickness that is in your life, that is in your body right now. Even if you don't see the full manifestation, keep on trusting him. Keep on praising him. Keep on believing him. If you really believe something, you're going to grab a hold of that and have that in your heart. And it can't help but to come to pass. You know, we have to be like little kids. We have to trust the Lord fully. Our little kids, they trust us. They, you know, our kids, they don't have any fear. Like your little baby might be on the bed, a little small child, and you're standing there. Let me just tell this little story again. Something else that shows trust. My daughter, I remember we were at the swimming pool when I was living in Houston, Texas. And I was down there in the deep end. And she was at the other end. I'm watching her. Next thing I know, she's coming around the side of the pool, and she just jumps in, down in the deep end, jumps on me. It's like, my goodness, she just had no fear of the deep end because I was in the water. So she jumped in the deep end, and, of course, I was able to get us out. It was a shock. But, I mean, that was a dangerous situation. But that just goes to show you how children have no fear. They are trusting in their parents. And what I was going to say about the kid that was on the bed and just jumping into the arms of the parent, because they trust the parent to catch them. So we have to trust our God the same way. We're going to trust him to catch us, even if it seems like we're falling. Sometimes we're falling because of things we've done. But we know that the Lord will help us to raise up again, to rise up again. But we have to lean not to our own understanding. We have to lean on his word, trust in his word. When it seems like it makes no sense, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. I'm thinking of Naaman. I believe it was Naaman who had the leprosy or had some leprosy on his body. And the little girl came and told him to go and wash in the River Jordan. He wanted to wash in a nice, clean river. But it made no sense to him that he should get in that river. But when he did, he got his healing. And so there are times when it makes no sense to us, but we're not leaning to our own understanding. We're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to lean to what the Lord said to do. When we lean to what God said to do, we're going to be all right. We're going to be victorious. We're victorious through him. We're victorious through his word, listening to his word. As we go through these days of fasting, starting tomorrow, trust in the Lord. Look at the word. Feed your spirit man. Grab a hold of what the Lord is speaking today. God is saying, trust in me. Trust in me, not in man. Even when you go to your jobs, we have to trust the Lord. Many times when I was working, there were so many different situations where these people, they just didn't want to do right because of the color. I mean, you're discriminated. Yes, so much discrimination in the workplace. But because God was there with me and working in my behalf, my God, God just blessed me so tremendously. In fact, I had access to the salaries of the people who worked there. There were people who had PhDs, and some of them had masters, and I did not have a degree. I was making more money than some of those people who had those degrees, and it's because I trusted in the Lord, and he gave me favor on the job, and God can do the same for you in your job, in your businesses, whatever it is that you're doing. God can give you favor if you really trust in him, and that's what I did. When I had some issues on the job, I would call Pastor Scholastica, and that's where I met her, down there in Jacksonville. And many times we would go and we would pray with each other, and we would see God move in the workplace. And I thank God for just connecting me with the right people at the right time. So you have to trust God to connect you with some good people. Call somebody. There are times you may need to call somebody. I have people who call me and say, can you pray for me? Yes, sure, let's pray. And sometimes you need to pray for yourself, and I'll be in agreement with you. There are times you need to speak out what you want God to do for you. And so, you know, when you speak it out and we are in agreement, we're trusting in the Lord. We're believing that he's taking care of us. Even in the midst of the trouble that David had, he trusted in God. He gave God praises. He praised the Lord. And so even when we are going through trials, when we are going through tests, we're going to trust the Lord. Even when things are going right, things are going wonderfully, we're going to continue to trust him to lead us in the right direction, lead us in the path of righteousness. My God, just to know that God can do what he said he will do, my Lord, and to know that we put our trust in him. So we're going to depend on the Lord. We're not going to depend on man. Yes, we know man does things for us, but God uses man to help us to achieve the things that we desire. God uses man to open up doors for us, but God uses them to bless us. So we're trusting the Lord today that he's going to bless each and every one of us. According to our faith, we're going to trust in the Lord. We will not lean to our own understanding. We're going to trust in God. And this scripture, I'm going to go ahead and read this too. This is Psalms chapter 22 and verse 3. It says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel." And that's the scripture that I speak of often. When we know that he inhabits the praises of Israel, he inhabits our praises. And so we're going to praise him forevermore. We're going to praise him because he has done great things. We're going to praise him because he is already working the things out in our favor, even the court cases, opportunities to see him work is right there. And then you come and give your testimony. That is important because the word tells us that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life even unto the death. And so we are trusting the Lord that we are overcoming the enemy today. We're overcoming the devil today. We know the devil is out there. We know he's doing his business. We know he's been given some authority, but he does not have authority over us. He does not, because God is on our side, and we're trusting God to help us to fight against the enemy. And sometimes we need to just be still and let God fight our battles. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and see him destroy the enemy. Just pray and watch God work. Just pray. And look for God to move mountains out of your way. Just pray and see God move the people out of your way. I mean, just thinking of, let me just tell this testimony too. Just thinking of once I was in Jacksonville, and a man, he was doing something that was not right, and I brought it to his attention. And he told me if I didn't like what was going on, that I could, there's the door, I can just leave and don't come back. Well, the Lord said, where in the end, you know, I just kept serving and doing the right thing. Even he was one of my managers, and I just kept serving him just like everybody else because I had to serve and do work for these people. And I just kept doing it, and I just prayed, and the Lord moved him to another state, moved him out of the state. Instead of me moving, he moved. So I thank God, you know, when you know God and you know God can do great things in your life and you trust him to do what you need done in your life, trust the Lord. And across this nation, there's so much turmoil. There's so many things going on. We have the weather is kind of crazy sometimes. We've had the hurricane came through, people without power. Trust the Lord. And even on last week, God showed up. When they told me the power would not be on until Sunday night at 11 o'clock, and I believe it was that next day when we prayed, it was 4 o'clock the next day, the power came on. So we thank God for these prayers here. I thank God that we trust him enough to come together every day during the week. That's why we come together, because we're trusting him. We're believing him. If we didn't trust the Lord, if we didn't believe him, why would we come? Why would we be here? There would be no reason for us to be here if we didn't really trust him. So your presence here on this prayer line lets me know that you really do trust the Lord, that you're believing him to do the work. You're believing him to make changes in your life. You're believing him for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders to follow you, because you do believe, just like I believe. We all believe the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord this morning for this word, and I pray that you have gotten something out of it and that you will use it as you go through the rest of your life. So, Lord, we just thank you so much for this word. We thank you, Lord, that this word is covered by the blood of Jesus, and that this word will be in our hearts, oh God, that we will not sin against you, Lord. I pray, God, today that we will not be just hearers but doers of your word, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. We will trust you, Lord, no matter what. And we will see you do some major things, even as we go forward, oh God. As we seek you the more, Lord, we will find you. As we knock, the door shall be open. So we're trusting for open doors today. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of the Lord coming upon our lives, Lord, as we walk in favor, we walk in victory, as we see you working tremendously. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. So what I'm going to do, I'm opening the lines. We have a few minutes here. If you have something you want to share, if you receive something that will help you along the way, you can share that this morning. If there's a praise report, right now we don't want to do any requests. We don't want to do requests right now because God is already working things out for you, even as you heard the word. But what I want is some praise reports or something positive that you heard this morning that will help you as you go through your life. Amen?
Amen. Pastor Darling, I thank you for the word this morning. That song, really, I was just going in a period this morning. That song really lifted me up. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And I thank God for that. Thank God for the word, the scriptures. And praise report is that everyone's doing well. After the prayer line, we got a call back from the Mitchell family. And the prayer that you prayed yesterday with the gangrene, it did not go through the whole body, so they was able to operate on the child's leg and everything in the child's home. And I think that's just a miracle that God just answers the prayer so quickly. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for that. And we thank God for the marriages that are healing. I know two people, a husband that had left and gone a while, has came back and returned home and decided to work things out. Amen. Thank God for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord.
Praise
your name,
Lord.
He's a miracle worker.
Hallelujah.
We thank him this morning. Thank you for the word. Thank you for his promise.
Thank
you. He's faithful and he's a just.
Hallelujah.
We will praise his name.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bless your name today. Faithful.
Restoring their marriage.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise
thank you, Lord,
Lord
Jesus.
Anybody else?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All right, do you have any prayer requests? You can take prayer requests now.
I just want, good morning, this is Belinda. I still haven't found any of my cards, my bank cards or any cards, my wallet or anything, so just praying that it will be found. And thank you for the prayers yesterday for my healing. I just thank you for everything, all the prayers, everybody.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen.
I just want to, I still want to continue to pray for my son, Charles. I'm not sure if I told the testimony, but he could never get a job because he was an ex-felon. So God opened that door for him. He didn't even have to have a official interview like most people go. It was just referral, and he's been working and living on his own now. He left home. He has his own place. So I just thank God for that.
Amen.
Amen.
God praise once again to you, Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, today for
thank him for
God.
That.
Ooh, yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Yes, God. Praise you, Lord, Lord God. We out of nowhere, Lord God, and that you didn't
hallelujah.
Have to do it, but you did, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Good morning. This is Sister Charlotte. I do have a praise report this morning. Praise
amen.
God. I received a surprise check in the mail. I received a surprise check in the mail from 2014 when I had some surgery. And they went back and did an audit from 2014, y'all.
Ooh.
Did an audit for overpayment, praise Jesus. I received a surprise check in the mail, and I'm just so so just thankful, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been believing for those surprise checks in the mail, and it was a big
hallelujah.
Surprise. I just want to say
yes,
hallelujah
Lord.
And thank you,
wait
Jesus,
man.
And it's still good.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I claim you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. You are awesome. Glory to your name, Father. Praise the name of the Lord.
I have a prayer request for peace at the polls today as everyone election and a peaceful resolve here to the election and everything
yes.
else. Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you to you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, in the name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. No, hallelujah. No unrest today, God. Our post-election, Lord God. Father, we thank you even after the election, Lord God. We just thank you right now, Lord God. No riots, no nothing, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. Mm. We praise your name today, Lord God. Mm.
And thank you, Lord, today.
Thank you, Jesus, for peace this morning, God, even after the election, God.
Wisdom and initiative, people, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Help me to our own understanding.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
we just thank him.
Lord.
We thank him right now.
Jesus, that you could have him for the Lord God.
For the word.
God, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For peace at the pole, Lord God, civil unrest, Lord God. Lord God, let not our enemy triumph over us today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we know that you never fail us yet, oh Lord God. Put the right person in the right position, oh Lord God. Bless, oh Lord God, the poll watches, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let there be no violence yet at the poll today, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would show yourself strong to us, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, touching every prayer request, oh Lord God. Everybody that needs healing, oh Lord God, and deliverance, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let no one take this message, Lord. Let us rest in the assurance, oh Lord God. You're in control, oh Lord God, of all things, oh Lord God. The promotion comes not from the left or the right, but it comes from heaven, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for putting the right administrator in the house, dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We set ourselves in agreement. Pray this morning, oh Lord God, that you're working for our highest good, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing, oh Lord God, that there's none greater, Lord God. Death is none greater than you, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you for it right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, Lord. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, oh Lord God. All of our ways are supported, oh Lord God. We're going to acknowledge you.
Yes,
and
Lord,
thank you, Lord God, for directing our paths, God, in the name.
Amen.
That's above every name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, today. Thank you for being here today. Thank God for these prayers. Thank God for the praises. And as you leave the line, how about if you just praise the Lord? You know, just give God some praise because he is faithful, he is just, and he makes no mistakes. He's doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and then better than knowing our God, you know, so even in the midst of everything, God is right there. So I pray that you have a beautiful rest of the day. Thank God for what he's doing for you, and that we will hear more testimonies of wonderful, excellent, miraculous things that God is doing. I mean, just to get a surprise check in the mail is beautiful. And so, you know, healing of our bodies is beautiful too. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. I love each and every one of you. I decree and declare that every word that has been spoken against us shall be returned to the sender, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree and declare that every person who has bad intentions towards us shall be stopped in their tracks, and that the Lord will cause confusion in the enemy's camp. They will begin to fight each other, so they will not be able to come against the people of God. I decree and declare that we're covered by the blood of Jesus and that we have more than enough. I thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry. I decree that whatever you have sown shall be multiplied at least 1,000 times more than what it is in the name of Jesus, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I pray that we will walk by faith and not by sight, and we will see God move miraculously each and every day. God bless, and I love you. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation
an offering or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.